No, the Humanity Ball, a New Year's Eve black tie event in Tralee, has raised over €245,000 for three charities. The event, which took place in Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa, was a fundraiser for the Kerry Hospice Foundation, which received over €165,000, and one for Humanity and the Tiernan Oak Children's Foundation. Both of those charities received €40,000 each. Trasa Murphy was at the cheque presentation at Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa yesterday.
My name is Sean Ryan. I'm Executive Chair of Aspen Grove, based in Tralee, and I'm Vice Chair of the committee that organised the Humanity Ball this year. I think, first and foremost, the three charities that we picked are just amazing charities and the work that they're doing in their own separate fields. The Kerry Hospice, I think, is a charity that we're all very familiar with in Kerry, and we know the excellent work that it does and the resources that it requires to run and operate. One for Humanity, Shane Leahy founded that a few years back and has done some brilliant work in the Ukraine and now in Gaza and is now moving into Sudan. And these are areas with real humanitarian crisis going on, and they're doing amazing work on the ground, bringing in medical centres that they've kitted out in the back of lorry containers, and they were the first one to get a medical container into Gaza. And then finally Tiernan Oak, which Louise Quill and her partners do amazing work in Tanzania with orphanages and schools and now medical and dental, and trying to help the kids over there to get to a level playing field, as she puts it herself.
Tell us about the Taylor Swift connection to all this.
So Don O'Neill on the night donated a Taylor Swift kind of a portrait. He drew out the dress that he had made for her and designed for her for one of her very first tours, and he took one of the crystals from the dress and embedded it into the portrait, and so on the night that was auctioned, and it created a real buzz in the room and a bit of theatre on the night, and eventually sold for over €13,000 on the night. So the response has just been phenomenal, and we'd like to say thanks to Don for donating it in the first place, but thanks to everybody who supported on the night as well. For him to have designed one of her dresses for one of her original tours is, you know, from Kerry and now back in Kerry. So you have to give the man huge credit for what he's done.
The cost of living crisis, despite the uncertainty in the world at the moment, that the Humanity Ball has been such a great success thanks to the generosity and commitment of people like yourselves, the organisers, and the response from businesses and individuals throughout the county.
Yeah, look, that was the thing that really blew us away from the very start. Everybody we talked to, their first reaction was, what can we do to help? How can we help? I approached Mikey Keane and Kingdom Printers about helping us with the print side of it, and his first question back to me was, what do you need? When do you need it? How can I help? And that was the response we got everywhere. Astellas, our main sponsor, were just fantastic again. Look, how can we help? What can we do? Pulse Learning, I Am Here, the Bonds Hospital, they were, you know, those three were our main sponsors at the top of the list. But everybody we approached were just absolutely fantastic.
My name is Jenny Tarrant. I'm the Vice Chair of the Kerry Hospice Fundraising Committee. We're here today at the presentation of the cheques to after the Humanity Ball, and we received an astounding €165,329, and we're actually blown away by it. It is a huge contribution, and I know that an awful lot of work went in by the committee that organised the Humanity Ball. They put in a Trojan work throughout the year, and we are so grateful to everybody, sponsors included, people who attended the Humanity Ball, for all their contribution. This money is going towards the restructuring of our palliative care unit at the moment, and a lot of people will know already, but we're adding 5 new rooms. The construction has already begun, and this will help towards that. We will need in excess of €6 million for the whole construction, but so far we have a lot of it raised, but still more to raise, and we are very, very grateful for all this.
Louise Quill of Tiernan Oak Children's Foundation, thank you so much for joining us.
So for me, the Humanity Ball, compassion meets action. We have a lot of people that might talk about doing something, they might even try to put a plan together, but if there's no action behind it, nothing actually gets done. And the fact that the committee, the organisers, all came together, there was so much work that went on. on behind the scenes, and we saw on the night exactly what was created, and it was phenomenal. So we received 40,000 from the Humanity Ball, and we are currently building the very first fully solar powered primary school and preschool in the entire country. So that's where the money is going towards. We're hoping to break ground this March, and then after 12 months we will have a new school in the community for the disadvantaged youth of Kilimanjaro. And like I always say, many of these luxuries are always afforded to the rich children or the expat children, but sometimes we forget that the poor children are deserving of them as well. So our digital technologies will also be incorporated into the school, making us the first school in the district with access to any of this technology.
This isn't trying to give the children that you help in Tanzania some sort of competitive advantage. It's just trying to give them the same opportunity as every child should have.
Yeah, so our motto at Tirunoke is to change one child's life at a time, and we feel that we have become a testament to those words over the last 20 years. It's always about creating the level playing field. It's not to give them more than somebody else. We just want equality for these children, and we feel that they're deserving of the same things as everybody else. I think people, especially whatever it is about Irish people, we always say this, we have the compassionate heart for charity, and it all comes from our own history, I think, and our brothers and sisters who've gone before for us in forms of the missionaries and things like this, who've paved the way then for people like me. And I am a school teacher here in Ireland, and I can honestly tell you, and I do say this quite a bit, the next generation coming up are good. They are kind-hearted, and they really, really do care. Anytime I give to speeches in primary or secondary schools, the children are fascinated by other children in the world and how they live, and the compassion is there. My own three nephews, who are 12, 10 and 8, are making their first journey to Tanzania on July 12th this year. And they are going to be very busy fundraising for the children out there. But I told them the children out there will also do something to contribute to, you know, to themselves, that there's no victims here. So they're super excited now about that as well.
My name is Ross Kelly, and I'm the Director of Gaza Response at One for Humanity. I am helping out the founder, Shane Leahy, who is a Limerick man. And the Kerry connection is that the organiser of the Humanity Ball is in a business group with me and Shane. That's how I met Shane. That's how we met Sean. And that's why we're down here. And that's we also received this wonderful donation from...
Is that Sean Ryan?
Sean Ryan, yeah. So we all know each other through this business group called Entrepreneur of the Year. And that's how I got involved with Shane, working on the charity, because he was working on Ukraine and he had posted up about starting a Gaza response. And I volunteered to get involved and I ran that. So generally what the purpose of the charity is to get medicines and supplies into the war zone. So so Heart to Heart International are a major American charity, and they would have donated about $200 million of, in aid of equipment and supplies to Ukraine, but they won't deliver into Ukraine, they'll deliver to the border. So what One for Humanity is doing is for free getting the drugs for the last mile, and also surgical units, big shipping containers directly to the front line of the war zone. The intention in Gaza was to do that, but the situation in Gaza is quite unique, where you have all access blocked off by the Israeli authorities. So it's quite a unique situation where the entire border is blocked and getting aid in is very, very difficult. So we couldn't replicate the same model. What we had to do in Gaza, which is where I came in, is that we found a local partner on the ground, an American charity called International Medical Corps, who basically worked very well with all parties and was able to actually get the job done and get stuff in. The Gaza response was effectively about raising money and then getting that aid into Gaza via partners. So we got $1 million in last year, both in aid, we got a surgical unit in, we got a lot of medical aid in, we also helped pay some salaries, which saved the field hospital we were working with from closure at the time. It's so much more difficult to get aid in to Gaza than it is into Ukraine, because in Ukraine you have like a 1,000-mile border which is open to get in. So it's been successful overall in terms of we've actually made a big difference on the ground in Gaza, where it's been very, very challenging to help at all. Over Christmas, 40 of the major aid agencies were banned from Gaza. Their licenses were revoked, including Medecins Sans Frontières, who we were told before Christmas by our partners that if they get kicked out, the healthcare system might collapse, because a lot of the UN agencies aren't allowed to operate as normal. So with 40 other aid agencies now being thrown out, who knows what's going to happen with this new Gaza Peace Board. maybe it might be good. We just don't know. But the one thing that is positive is that the people that we support are still there. They're operating. They now run three field hospitals, and we introduced them to the Irish government before Christmas in the hope that the Irish government will work directly with them and give them, you know, an even bigger amount of support than we were, have been able to do.
And the 40,000 that you've received from the proceeds of the charity, the Humanity Ball, it has to be discussed, but possibly some areas. You were mentioning in your speech earlier that possibly Sudan is an area that you're looking at.
Sudan has been on the list. Shane is going down to Port Sudan next month. He's currently working with a team of Sudanese doctors. I think some of them are based in Bon Secours, that's what I've heard. And they are working on the kind of first stages of a solution to get aid into Sudan, which will probably be probably quite a similar experience to Gaza, in the sense that it's a very blocked off situation. It's very, very dangerous. Port Sudan at the moment is the only place you can get into, but I think he'll be going on the ground to investigate how to get that up and running. The situation out there is absolutely, it's very, very bad, but people just aren't hearing about it because of all the other stuff that's going on everywhere else in the world.
Ogie Moran was also involved in the organisation of the event. First of all, Ogie, happy birthday to you.
Oh my God. Thank you indeed, yeah.
What's it like celebrating your birthday on this day, the presentation of the cheques raised from the Humanity Ball?
Oh, I think it was a fantastic occasion, three marvellous charities. It just shows how good people are. People are very, very, a lot of humanity in people as in the Humanity Ball. Very special for it, lovely to be involved in it, great cause. Couldn't get three more deserving charities, and it just shows, you know, the community is alive and well and very generous.
I'm Padraig McGillicuddy, proprietor of Ballygarry Estate, and we proudly hosted the Humanity Ball on New Year's Eve, which was an outstanding success. I suppose in all my career, maybe I've done over 5,000 events, and this was certainly in the top 10. And the end result of raising almost $250,000 for local charities is really humanity spelled in big capital letters. Yeah, I think, you know, there was an appetite for it because there hadn't been an event like this run in many, many years locally. And, there's always money out there. It's a matter of having the committee to know who has it and to tap into it as such. And people were extremely generous. It was primarily through corporate sponsorships, so companies. So that probably made it a little easier because the cost per table was quite high. And on the night then we delivered value, which, you know, gives people a perceived value for money overall.
We're basking here the day after Dingle made history by winning its first All-Ireland Club Senior Football Championship title, making it a hat-trick for Kerry clubs, with An Gaeltacht winning the intermediate and Ballymac winning the junior title as well. You were very much involved with Ballymac GA. You must be delighted by their All-Ireland win. And you were involved with the Sills family in supporting the jersey that the team wore.
Yeah, so we were the one of the sponsors for the Ballymac team. I can't say I was heavily involved. That's the committee's job. I suppose we're basking in their glory a bit as well because it's been the sponsor. Tony and Paula, being the parents of the late Luke Sills, are neighbours, and we know them since they were kids, and we grew up together. Paula's mom worked in Ballygarry here for 20 odd years. We were kind of drawn into it with Tony and Paula, and we felt a need to support it, and we redesigned the jersey and collaborated with them, and we went halves on the jerseys and got two sets out. And on the day we were doing the press release, the photo for the jerseys in memory of Luke, I jokingly said to the team, if you get to the All-Ireland, I'll buy you another set. And I got a text last night to say they're looking for another set, so I'll have to man up.
Again, just coming back to the Humanity Ball.
Credit goes to our general manager, Thais Vogels, who ran the event on the night with the team of over 60 staff. So it was a big event for Ballygarry to run. And, we really delivered on the night. And I've just got to say thank you to my team. They're a wonderful, wonderful bunch.
Stephen Stack, chairman of the 2025 New Year's Eve Humanity Ball. Absolutely delighted with the overall result. I think we raised about 245,000 for the three charities. And the split is, I think there's 165.5 to the Kerry Hospice Foundation and 40,000 each then to One for Humanity and for Louise Quill's charity, which is the Tiernan Owen Foundation. So we couldn't thank people enough, all our sponsors, people that bought tickets for the tables, people that bought tables, people that donated privately, people that sponsored the auction prizes, spot prizes, put their hands in their pockets on the night. It was just a phenomenal team effort, and the amount of goodwill was really extraordinary. And I suppose, look, maybe it just shows what's possible when you bring community together and mix it in with a great night of celebration of New Year's Eve, what's possible. We're overwhelmed with the outcome, because we thought that if we could get close to maybe 180 or 190, 200 grand, that would have been a brilliant result. To have got over 245, we're so thankful to everybody. And I also want to thank the hotel here. They were absolutely incredible in terms of the support they gave us as well. Indeed, the members of the media, I must say, were fantastic. Printer Kerry Radio, they were absolutely phenomenal in terms of helping us to promote the event. So we also want to thank you. A big thank you finally into our committee, which was phenomenal. We did with an amazing committee. Myself and Sean Ryan got together, I think, about 13 months ago, and we built out an incredible committee. They so willingly came on board and supported us. And the lovely thing about this journey that we're on for the last 12 or 13 months is that at no stage, in any aspect of it, did anybody say no. And that really is a great credit to the three charities and to the extraordinary work that they do in the communities in which they operate. People saw that these three phenomenal charities are very well worth supporting, and there probably wasn't the person that we spoke to in terms of supporting it that didn't have a story associated with some of those charities themselves, a personal story and reasons why they would absolutely want to support it. So we're so thankful, we're so relieved that it went well, we're thrilled with the amount that was raised.
Yeah, there you go, Stephen Stack, ending that report on the Humanities Ball, which took place on New Year's Eve in the Ballygarry. Incredible stuff, and a brilliant amount of money raised for great causes. Tracy Murphy reporting there from the Czech presentation yesterday.